Or visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkestone, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation expected to testify behind closed doors today before congressional investigators. President Biden has spoken with Israel's prime minister regarding potential pauses in the fighting in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid to reach the territory. Hamas terrorists launched their deadly attack on Israeli civilians 1 month ago today. 1,400 Israelis were killed. Abortion is on the ballot today in Ohio. A state constitutional amendment would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. And the Trump legal team vowing to seek a mistrial in the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against Mr. Trump. On the stand yesterday, the former president sparred with the presiding judge while dismissing New York's Attorney General as a fraud. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 46 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I think should be high profile for every listener, every conservative Christian and patriot in America today. Why Israel is so hated. It's hated because, as you study the scripture, God makes it very, very clear, especially in the eschatological prophetic text found in the Revelation text. In Revelation chapter 12 in particular, it talks about Israel hating, or Satan hating Israel, because Israel gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshua Messiah came out of Israel. By the way, Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven from the Mount of Olives in Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he returns, will descend, and if you want to use the term, land on the Mount of Olives. Our Savior came out of Israel, and our Bible, most are not aware of the fact that out of the 66 books, 65 of them were written by Jewish writers. Only one, the book of Luke, was written by Dr. Luke, a non-Jew, a Gentile. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what is taking place in America and around the world. I believe we have on the line waiting for us, Melissa. Melissa, go ahead with your question or comment, please. Melissa, are you present? Evidently, we lost Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about why Israel is so hated. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline. knife-wielding attacker shouts Allah Akbar and kills a teacher in French school amid Hamas-Israeli war, according to the report. Ladies and gentlemen, Allah Akbar is not saying God is great. It is saying Allah is the greatest God, and Allah is a false god. It is the moon god of the Bedouins of the 6th and the 7th century, and it is not a true god. He is not the creator control of the world. And so everything that the Islamic jihadists say in relationship to what their strategy is and what their goals and desires, they happen to be out to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the globe. Everyone that does not believe in or follow or adhere to Islamic jihadist mindset and philosophy. That's the goal. We have today our special guest. We've talked a moment ago, James Crandon. James represents Citizens Defending Freedom. James, take a moment. You touched on it just a moment ago. Take a moment. Tell us about Citizens Defending Freedom. What is it? Who is it? Is it an organization that's global? Or is it national? Statewide? Tell us about it.
Yep, absolutely. With pleasure. Dr. Youngblood, it's a group of citizens that are designed to, it's a Christian-based nonprofit. It's a regional organization at this point. We're in several states and expanding, and several are working on their own to start it as well. The website, citizensdefendingfreedom.org, you can look at it, and our mission is to equip and empower American citizens to stand up for and preserve freedom for themselves and future generations, to resolve breaches of liberty and local awarenesses, be the local light, because again, we joked about we can't go to Washington and change things, but we can change things in our own backyard little by little, and we need to have faith in each other as brothers and sisters in Christ that we'll do that. The time for feeling sorry for ourselves or saying, I can't make a difference, has far passed.
Yes.
If we've got that attitude, we've lost the battle.
We've lost it already.
That salt and light, that mission to push forward and to spread the gospel of peace, is still there, and it's in need. People like you, that's why I'm so excited. Anytime I get the opportunity to come on your show, you're a bright light in a dark place right now, and we need to hear that. Our efforts are focused. They fight to save America at the local level. We employ full-time dedicated patriots in strategic locations nationwide. These heroes are backed by an expert national team of media, research, and legal warriors. They have a lot of attorneys because, unfortunately, it's a litigious society. So when you start to stand up, I mean, one of the things that made churches afraid to step up and take a stance was, oh, my gosh, I'll lose my tax exemption. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, that's a misnomer, and it's a lie from the pit of hell. And
absolutely,
we can prove it and read it.
Absolutely.
And that's been on the books since the 1700s. They protect Citizens Defending Freedom. I'm bouncing around. I want to focus. Protect our children is one of our biggest priorities, the future generations, and to interrupt the false narratives and the ideologies that are so destructive with mixed gender restrooms and locker rooms and things like that and this craziness. We do election integrity is a passion, and we get involved and try to find dark money and find it. You know, you show me the money, I'll show you the problems.
Take a moment. Let's drill down on that. For the benefit of our listeners today, what is dark money? What does that mean? What does it connote?
Dark money are these super PACs. The PACs and the super PACs are the people that join up together. It's amazing as you start to see it. I've only been involved for several months, but just what I've seen and got proof of and uncovered, initially you're shocked, but then you go, okay, wait a minute, all right. Why would we be surprised? The enemy, the devil, has been hard at work since the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And so, unfortunately, people can be bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. And it's insidious how they do it. When someone gets elected to office, immediately people try to get involved with them. Even, well, there's Melissa. Mm-hmm. On a local level, they get involved. And something may show up in your driveway. What is that? Well, we're so proud of the way you've been boating and so happy. Our organization would like to give you this brand new boat. Well, I didn't do anything. Well, a few months later, they may say, hey, we've got an agenda coming up, and we'd appreciate it if you might go this way. And that's one of the ways it starts, but there's other ways as well.
Oh, absolutely.
It's insidious. Yeah. I joked, I think, the first time I was on the show about DEI. It's, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and I renamed it. I said it's devices. Divisive, it's exclusionary, and it's insidious like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another tool to divide people and not take the best of the best and what God wants our best foot forward.
Correct. I believe we have Melissa on the line. Melissa, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, can you hear me this time?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you doing? First of all, I'd like to say that biblical citizenship is a course that I did complete. I had no idea the responsibility I have as a citizen and as a Christian to my community. As we know, the power of one person. The power of one person was Jesus Christ, and look what he did for us. But we also have to recognize the power of one person. There was an atheist who came into our public schools who took God out. And when God was removed, don't think for a single second that the devil didn't go, it's my turn. So if you really want to see how evil things are, show up tonight at the school board meeting. Because at 6 p.m. on Prudential Drive, there is an advocate group, which I'm not going to label, I'm not going to promote them, but they are going to show up in full force demanding support for LGBTQ groups. Now, when we talk about evil, it's right here in our backyard. And as much as I defend Israel, and I feel like everybody needs to figure out what it is they can do on their level to be a powerful impactor in their community, whether it's standing up for Israel, whether it's standing up for election integrity, whether it's standing up to make sure that our children don't get exposed to pornography in public schools. And so I just felt like on my heart that I needed to say that to you guys because...
Well, Melissa, I think I could just turn the mic over to you and let you finish the broadcast.
God bless you, Melissa.
I am thankful for your voice. I'm thankful for your stand. Amen. Listen, take a moment, though, and tell our listeners what time, what place for the school board meeting, why it's important, and what difference it can make by them being there.
So when you don't show up as the majority, and if you're a Christian, and you don't show up even just to watch, then what is being presented is between 50 and 75 LGBTQ members promoting that system be implemented in Duval County in our public schools. So the meeting is at 1701 Prudential Drive, and it starts at 6 p.m. However, you can get there as early as 5, but you can only speak on anything that you want to speak on if you stay there. You cannot waive your right without having an agenda item. So if you want to speak or you just want to come sit and listen, come sit and see what's happening in this community to our children. Because this is where the indoctrination is taking place. I went to public school and I thought to myself, how in the world did Hitler get away with doing that?
Well, Melissa, I'm thankful for your voice, and I encourage our listeners to hear and to become involved. One of the things that I might add a little parenthetical footnote to what you're saying, during the era of Dr. Green as superintendent of schools in Duval County, I made a comment several times on the radio broadcast. She needed to either resign or be fired and be replaced, because she was taking the school, Duval County School Board, and a major immoral, ungodly, unholy, unethical trajectory and direction. And I am saddened that with the substitute or the fill-in until they find someone permanent as superintendent of schools, they're still carrying this out. It is my prayer that enough pressure can be brought on the school board for the school board to grow a spine and to say no. Unfortunately, Melissa, and you might have a different take than I do, I think we have only about two that are what you would call conservative voices on the school board.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So we need to keep praying and encouraging our listeners to participate and be salt and light. God charges us with the responsibility as Christians to be salt and light. Salt is worthless in the shaker. Light is worthless if it's under the bushel, as the scripture calls it, or under the bed. We need to come out from under the bed, come out of the closet, and get out of the shaker and be salt and light in the community in which we're living. Melissa, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much. Jim, as we think on what you're doing with the Citizens Defending Freedom, take a moment, if you would, please, and just tell us about the program that you have. I believe it's one that is Biblical Citizenship Courses. Tell us about the courses and where is it offered, what's the cost, how can a person enroll, and what do you recommend?
I recommend signing up immediately. The next courses are going to start in January, and we're hoping to have three of them start simultaneously in physical locations, one of them at Neptune Baptist Church in Neptune Beach, Florida. One of them here, if we're so able to do so, mm-hmm. if you waive that approval. And then one at a coffee shop off University Boulevard in Jacksonville called Grounds of Grace, which is a phenomenal ministry of a young man who had a struggled, tested life, and then through the grace of God, shook off homelessness and addictions, and has opened up a new business, and he's opened it up, and it's a beautiful coffee shop, well appointed, and he has literally rolled up his sleeves and involved in tough areas of Jacksonville to give back to people and try to give them a hand up and boost them. So those three things coming up in January. Several people have said, don't start an 8-week class moving into the holiday season because you want people there. We are going to do, hopefully simultaneously, a Zoom class. So whether my wife does one or some of the people that have called in, I think Melissa mentioned she's taken one. We've got a family in Neptune Beach that is opening up their gorgeous home and doing one in January. A nice location, wonderful people. So there'll be several people doing it. They can go to my website or to my email and email me directly.
Give us that information.
And let me give you my email. It's jcrunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N, at ccdfusa.com. And I can give you to that again several times throughout the program. But jcrunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N, at ccdfusa.com. And my number, they can always call me, is 904-237-1068. The course is 8 weeks. They're about an hour and a few minutes per episode. We always tell, we open, obviously, with prayer. We facilitate it by starting the video. People like Kirk Cameron are involved in the presentation. Mm-hmm. It's put together in such a way that it seems like a great professionally done presentation, because guess what? It was. Mm-hmm. The cost is very prohibitive. It's free. But as I joked with you, it's our most precious thing. It's Amen. Our time. Where Amen. Do you, as a friend of mine once said, show me your friends, I show you your future. If you're hanging out with people that are down in the mouth and defeated or cynical and hypocritical and so forth and just accusatory, you need to change your circle of friends. Mm-hmm. And you need to get with people that know that there's a hope, because guess what? The good news is we've already won. If we live, we won, because we get to talk to our fellow Amen. Believers in Christ right. and empower one another, as Paul did Timothy, and encourage. If we die,
we're with the Lord.
We're, amen. So either way, it's
either
okay.
Either way, we win.
But on the way out, as Ronald Reagan was famous for saying, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on. If we don't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream, it must be fought for, protected, and handed on.
Amen.
And it's so important. This is not a drill. This is our real life. Every
real
day
life.
Is it? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, then what are we going to do, and how are we going to hold ourselves accountable? I believe, and I don't want to point out to pastors and say it's their fault. Everybody wants to be a blame game kind of thing. But ask yourself honestly, how many people have sat in a sermon and felt, I think there's something in the Bible that talks about the callus or the scar tissue. The book will come to me, but in other words, if someone's been doing something the same way for a long period of time, they get hardened to it. Mm-hmm. And as believers, our ears become closed to the good news.
Definitely.
And ways to step outside and do things differently. Jesus was a nonconformist. He mm-hmm. didn't go along with the flow.
Right.
He was the way mm-hmm. and the truth and the light. And I think that there's very few pastors, and again, I don't mean to blow smoke in your ear, and the listeners aren't sitting across from this gentleman, but I've met people that are great people that you could have your eyes closed and the room changes, mm-hmm. and you're one of those people.
Thank you for that.
That you've been blessed mm-hmm. with that, and you share it,
Amen.
And you diligently do this day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, because people matter, and souls matter, and
Amen.
We're talking, what's in the balance?
Mm-hmm.
Eternity.
Eternity,
our
absolutely.
Eternity. So, listeners, don't give up. There's hope. Look up.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is being certain of what we hope for and sure of what we do not see. Do we believe? Yes, we do. Well, let's walk it out, talk it out, and then just do it.
Watchman on the wall, according to Ezekiel 33. Absolutely.
And I hope you have time to talk about it. I said,
yeah.
You know what you ought to talk about is the writing on the wall. A lot of listeners may not have heard of fingers coming out of the wall.
Right. Absolutely.
No one can do it better than you.
Well, Jim, is this course that you're talking about, is that the one that's called the Patriots Academy?
Patriot Academy is the one that devised it or that put it together with the help of people like David Barton and Rick Green is Patriot Academy. He's the founder of that. He's a constitutional attorney. He was an office holder in Texas. He's a phenomenal guy. You can go directly to Patriot Academy. We love it if you go through CDF. It's not like we get a fee or money, but we like to implement the courses, mm-hmm. and we have the thumb drives to be able to enable it, so it keeps the cost at zero.
Amen.
If participants want a workbook, I've got a great spiral-bound little mini workbook that I've worn out and dog-eared, and I think it's $20. If it's a small enough class, sometimes the facilitators will help with that or we'll get subsidies on that. But you don't really need this because all the information that's in the workbook is in the lesson.
Let me ask a question. Who, our listening audience, who should take this course?
Great question, Dr. Youngblood. Mm-hmm. I thought about that if you asked me that question, and I thought, you know what? Everybody. And when you were done taking that class, you would think, I've got to share this. I've mm-hmm. got to let people know. Are we a perfect nation? By no means. Absolutely not. Do we have a rough past? Absolutely. We have a bruised and battered past. But was there brilliance and integrity and men of courage that stood up? One of the interesting things about this course is they touched on the pastors back in the Revolutionary War. Yeah. And some of the pastors that stood up, and some of the stories are absolutely mind-blowing, mm-hmm. but they were courageous people. They stood up on what they believed, and they had authority with their parishioners, with their flock, if you will,
yeah.
because they knew what men of integrity they were. They mm-hmm. weren't worth $12 million. They weren't, you know, in these huge coliseum-like structures and skinny jeans and smoke machines. Mm-hmm. And as long as you do what I say and go along this way, we're all good and keep the, you know, what do we say, nickels and noses, keep the money coming in mm-hmm. and keep the people seated. They were family. And I think the ecclesia, the church in our community, our corner churches and our pastors that had that kind of authority, they're still there.
Amen.
They're still there. And ironically, sitting across, obviously, from a Baptist pastor, the Baptist pastor at the beach, at Neptune Beach, he's a bold man. He's strong. In Acts 4:31, where it says, and the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with what? With boldness.
Boldness.
How many pastors in the pulpit are saying what they think the congregation wants to hear sometimes, or bending with the wind or the current things? And how many pastors are really saying, hey, this is the truth, and this is how we should act?
And we're in an era, Jim, and I'm sure you're aware of it, with what is called apostasy, the falling away
mm-hmm.
From the church. We find people like Andy Stanley that says we need to jettison the Old Testament. Andy Stanley says the Ten Commandments are not relevant today. Andy Stanley has just stepped over the line where he's no longer considered an Orthodox Christian. He has embraced fully the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And with that being said, there are many, many, many out there in that category. And we need to recognize the need today to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. From the pulpits, from the pew, from the classroom, from the workroom, from the professional arena, it's time for Christians to stand up and be
Amen.
Seen and heard.
Amen.
What are some of the outcomes? I believe this is something that our listeners will need to understand. What are some of the outcomes that are hoped for? Are some of the outcomes that you have seen from those that have gone through the
great,
academy?
Another great question. Well, I can tell you that knowledge is power. I mean, the beginning of wisdom, obviously, is the fear of the Lord, but knowledge is power. And as people start to learn about the history and what really happened, some of the first thing, I guarantee you, if you come to a class, again, it's free, you show up, but if you come to a class, the first 15 minutes of the first episode, you'll say, oh my goodness, this is time well spent. It's that good. And what we would hear at the end of every class without fail was, Lori, Jimmy, I can't wait for the next week's class. Think about history for a second. Think about where we went wrong and what happened and what we learned from it. Did anybody out in the audience probably may go, oh, I remember reading about that. In 1939, guess who was on the cover of Life magazine?
Hey.
Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So to my brothers and sisters out there that think that evil versus good is a political thing, let me just tell you, those people were asleep at the wheel and something horrific happened. Let me just say, I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to cause a fight. Citizens Defending Freedom is a nonpartisan. I mean, it's a Christian-based, a faithful organization. a nonprofit, but I can tell you that the verses in the Bible that talk about submission to the government, the 1 Peter 2, 18-19, Romans 13, they address submission to the government. We understand that Matthew 5 and the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, written of in Matthew 5, 9. But hear the words of the apostles on trial again. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Amen.
Acts 5:29. So my question to our listeners is now thousands of years later, with what benefit of the Bible in the world that we've now been soaking in? We're like a stew. And those of us that are waking up to it and ready to jump out of that boiling water and say, wait a minute, we're believers. This is not something we're going to cook in the stew. So now thousands of years later, with the benefit of the Bible and history and horrific events that we can learn from, and that's why I joked with you about the writing on the wall. If we know something's happened, are we followers to be quietly led like a flock to a slaughter? Or are we to be watchmen on the wall sounding an alarm? And when they play, they prayed, as I wrote that or read that Acts 4:31, the room was shaken. The Holy Spirit mm-hmm. filled them, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So as believers, I don't have a collar. I'm the faith leader of a small little group of faithful members of CDF and those guests that come in. And you don't have to be a member to come to a biblical citizenship class. Anybody and everybody can show up and do it.
Amen. Jim, take a moment.
Yep.
We've got just a couple of minutes. Give our listeners contact information, telephone number, email address, and the next Patriots Academy class. When will it start? Where will it be? And again, the cost.
Yep. I'll start with it. My phone number is 904-237-1068. The email is jcrunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N, at ccdfusa.com. The cost is zero. It's your time, which I do consider one of the most valuable things anybody has to offer up. But I promise you, you will not be sorry. We can't give you a money-back guarantee because there's no cost, but if you finish it, and if you're not a believer and you become one, I can guarantee you an eternal warranty. How about that?
Amen.
You'll have...
Jim, in closing, would you say that every Christian has a civic and moral duty, responsibility, to love our nation, to love our Lord, and to know our history? And that's what the intent is for the courses. Would you say that's the responsibility?
100%. And I wish the listeners could see and hear some of the things, what I do for a living outside of this, the ministry and outside of CCDF, or Citizens Defending Freedom, I'm sorry, CDF, is I work in a field where I see a lot of people from all over the world. And I recently met a couple from South Africa. And I mentioned that to you. Their unemployment rate is 40%. Their taxation is through the roof, and there's violence, mm-hmm. a lot of violence, mm-hmm. because the people are hungry and broke. They have no moral compass, and they're in a lot of places like the world right now are in a state of chaos. And we see it all around the world.
And we need to turn back to the Lord
Amen.
And seek God's face. Ask him to heal our land.
Amen.
Jim, thank you for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7.